It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's frustrating, and so maybe you look at it through a new lens. And by the way, like, this isn't some new interesting thought. I think a lot of people have been there already. But I was just looking around sports and thinking to myself, you know, there's very few fan bases in any given sport that start the year going, I think we can win the whole banana. And I don't know how many Warrior fans even thought that way coming into this year. Like, were you thinking whole banana?
No.
Or
I was
even
thinking
like,
maybe you could like get into the fruit bowl,
a
though.
Bite, a bite of banana.
Or maybe you could, you know,
yeah,
get a couple of grapes, or you could.
And they still could.
You could. But right now you're. It feels more like you're in the vegetable drawer than you are in the fruit bowl, if we can continue the analogy and of the whole banana. It feels more like you're eating broccoli right now. You're the 11 seed, and you're not that exciting. You're 21-21, and your best player is, he's kind of wilting a little bit like old lettuce, and not the crunchy iceberg that he used to be. And so, you know, you'd love to be in the fruit bowl, you'd love to be in the dessert aisle, but right now, it's just, you're not anything right now.
And flash boil that broccoli and then bake it at about 400 with some olive oil and salt.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing at all.
I broil it. We do a lot of broiled veggies.
Yeah, that's fine.
Roasted veggies, yeah.
Matt in San Jose. Hi, Matt. Thank you for calling.
Willard, Dibs, how you guys doing?
What's going on, brother?
Warriors product, man. I mean, I was a young whippersnapper, man, sitting up in the 200s of the arena in Oakland before it was Oracle. And the product was, it was tough to watch, but it was affordable. You could go, you know what I mean? And then We Believe comes along, and then Steph Curry comes along. You start winning championships, and then you start having to pay championship prices, and it at least it matches. So you still pay it, you still go. And then you get to an era where now the championships are kind of fading. They're 3 years ago now. It's history now. And now we got this mediocre basketball for championship prices. And it's like kind of hard to justify wanting to be up in there making all this noise and getting all hype, spending all this money to watch this product.
Matt, I get it, man, and thank you very much for the call. Like, the price thing is always a tough one for me because I don't know what do you do about that? I mean, you get to, like, the Super Bowl is coming in 3 weeks, right? Wait until you hear, you know what I mean? Like, what it is to go to one of these.
Right.
It knocks 99.9% of us out of the running to be able to, like, buy a ticket and go to that. And maybe Chase Center is part of that as well. Everything feels inflated and all that. I don't think that that's going back. I think the prices are what the prices are. So
But
I look at it even through the lens of, like, what does it look like on your TV? Or what does it listen? What does it sound like on your radio? You know, when you're watching and listening to Warrior basketball, I just think that they might, and I mean this even at the trade deadline, think about it through that lens. Instead of this idea of, got to find Steph a star, got to win another ring, he's obsessed with the fifth ring. Well, my gosh, like, you're trying to take a bite of the entire extra large pizza. Like, hold on a second. Go get a slice. We must be hungry because everything is going to food
it's
right now.
Food analogies,
but, like,
yep.
Go get a slice of pizza. Because to me, for example, I still remain today in favor of Nikola Vucevic. Does that make you a title contender? No. Makes you a better basketball team, I think.
But does it make you any more exciting?
I think you'll have an easier time getting buckets.
Well, you would hope.
And so, yes.
You'll also have an easier time giving up buckets. And
maybe.
I was just looking at your season, and you've failed to score 100 points 12 times this year. You're 1-11 in those games when you fail to score 100. So it's an era where everybody scores 100, and you've played 42 games. 30 of those games, you've gotten 100, 12 times you haven't. So, yeah, you do need another bucket getter. And would it be more fun to watch this team lose 130 to 129 than it is to watch them lose 102 to 99? Sure, I'll give you that from an entertainment standpoint. But I do think that Vucevic makes you a little bit better, probably doesn't make you that much more watchable or exciting. But for me, if you're talking about two different things here, and you are, one is, your team needs to be better. Forget championship window. Just be better. Be a team that you could look at and think you might be a top six seed. That, for me, is the ultimate goal. And the other prong of it is, can you be more exciting? And when you don't have Jonathan Kuminga, then you are a lot less exciting. And when you don't have Draymond Green, for whatever you think about Draymond as a player, when he's out there, it's exciting to watch him. You don't know what might happen. You know, he does some things from a basketball standpoint that are good and valuable and exciting, yeah. But there's also the wild card of, you know, he might get tangled up or he might get after a referee or things might happen when he's out there.
I was just looking at what the Warriors average per game and how it sits in the Western Conference. Would it surprise you that the Warriors average 110.8 points per game?
No.
Doesn't surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. You know,
but
where does that put them in the league? Like 17th?
Well, at least in the Western Conference, that is only higher than four other teams.
In points per game.
In points per game.
Wow.
Like, that's as simple of a stat as you could possibly come up with. But last in the Western Conference is currently the Portland Trail Blazers, 107.9. Then you go to the New Orleans Pelicans at 109.2. Then the Clippers at 109.5, and they're all the way up at the 5 seed. And then the Timberwolves are at 110.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then you get to the Warriors at 110.8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, ultimately, you say it's a simplistic way to look at it, but that's really the only thing that actually matters is points for and points against games you win.
Right,
you know?
But the Clippers are showing you, like, they score less than the Warriors, but their record is 6 games over .500 because their defense is really good. You know, like, the Warriors are, and for the first time in a while, and I think the Boston game is what pushed them over, but they are at a negative point differential now. They are giving up more than they score. So,
if you want a deeper analytic number, the Warriors on the season are 20th in the league in offensive rating. And if you were to look, like, take away the 12-3 start, they're one of the worst in offensive rating since then.
That makes sense. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, and that's what I'm getting at. So, like, maybe the trade, if there is one, doesn't need to be about, like, ooh, we think this is, like, an amazing fit, and now Steph's going to be a champion again. Come on, where is that and who is that? But can you, like, shuffle your deck and be a different product and be a different team that is more dynamic, that can score the basketball, that doesn't get bogged down and not even being able to create a shot? Now, all that goes to what you surround Steph with, and that was the conversation that started at halftime on TNT yesterday. Listen to what Kenny Smith said first.
I want to talk about the rebuild.
Which rebuild?
With Golden State. And they're in a similar situation to what the Lakers are in, but much different in the same results. When you're rebuilding around LeBron James, and you say, hey, he's later in his years, he's maybe not the same player, but he's still a great player, or one of the top players in the league. LeBron James plays with the ball in his hand. So you have to build the team that actually fits in. So you're going to bring in older players. I think with Steph Curry, he actually plays without the ball a lot and he's running off picks. So now you can bring in and say, we're going to do a young rebuild with young energy to get him shots easier because he's catching shooting more instead of beating people off the dribble. So the rebuild is different. They should go young through the draft, through trade, keep guys like Kuminga, not think about trading. Guys like Kuminga and his age, that group is where they need to be. Where the Lakers, they need to get older players at times to go with LeBron because LeBron handles the ball.
Now, Chuck had a little bit of a response.
It doesn't matter what they do unless they go out and get a superstar and try to rebuild. That's their only chance because Steph is old. I think they should try it because who's the only team we're sure of in the West? If they made a big trade is what I said. Getting younger ain't going to make them better.
I'm gonna dismantle to get young.
Okay. So whose team are you on, Kenny's or Charles? Charles is still going with what the standby has been for a number of months. Find a superstar. I don't even know who that is, but find a superstar. Kenny not only says go young, but gives reasoning in terms of X's and O's with what a player like Steph needs around him.
Yeah.
Whose team are you on?
I'm team Kenny because I do think that if you get younger and more athletic, then you have players who hopefully would be here after Steph and Draymond are gone, and you do need to get more athletic. And I think Kenny's reasoning is perfect where Steph plays off the ball, so you need somebody to be able to attack the defense with the ball to create that gravity toward the basket to maybe free him up for a drive and kick.
I'm team Kenny as well. I don't think what he meant was tank and just draft. He also said through trade. So to me, like, he's basically talking about dynamic athleticism, and the Warriors are lacking it. I think the whole city is lacking it.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.